You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here at Black Hollywood Live for The Beat. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button down below. Now, let me give a shout out to my favorite two people in the world. We got Miss Queen.
Hey!
Sir Sean Allen.
Hi!
Y'all.
Wait a minute. That is the jam, son. Word.
Now, I'm not going to lie. We had Miss Sia Amoon last week.
Yes.
I was jamming to that song.
I was like,
blunt after blunt after blunt after blunt after blunt. I was like, run away. Ooh.
What is it though?
Ooh. But that's one of those songs you keep listening to over and over, and you're like, wait, are there lyrics to this?
That
it takes
stays over. In your brain.
Make sure you guys check that out. Sia Amoon, Runaway on iTunes. Check her out. All right. So a lot of shit happened this week.
Yes.
You know my favorite TV shows, Empire. And how'd y'all feel about this week's episode?
I didn't get a chance to watch this week's episode, but I am totally abreast of the situation with Sean Combs and Quincy.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. So there's rumors that Quincy, Al B. Sher's son, adopted by
Diddy. Since he was little.
Was supposed to have a role on Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, apparently, and actually a pretty sufficient role mm-hmm. on Empire, Diddy put a stop on that because if he was to have joined the Empire cast, some of his music rights...
Would have to be signed over.
Signed over.
Yeah.
And Diddy was like, skirt! No, I don't know about that, Diddy. But there is still rumors. This is all allegedly. No mm-hmm. one knows if this really happened or not. There is still rumors of Quincy coming in for the second season.
Yes.
Because Lee Daniels really wants him. What are y'all thinking about?
I think, first of all, Quincy is very fortunate to have somebody who is a legend in this industry, who knows about shit, janky shit, because he does janky shit. So he's able to save Quincy from going through... things like signing over his music rights, things like probably not getting paid properly. Diddy can see that shit with a 10-foot pole, and they said that he contacted the people from, 20th Century mm-hmm. Fox or whatever, he contacted them to try to renegotiate his contract, and when they was like, you know, this is what it is, this is what everybody's doing, this is what it is, Diddy pulled him. Quincy, I think he should be okay with that, because... Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I feel differently about it. Honestly, I kind of think I get it from Diddy's perspective. The difference between Diddy and Quincy, though, is Diddy is a hustler. Diddy worked to get where he is.
Mm-hmm.
He went through all those janky people. So he's in a place where he's like, no, you don't want to fuck with that one because I'm going to do this, 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 and this with you.
Mm-hmm.
But Quincy ain't Diddy. Nobody's checking for Quincy. Nobody has ever checked for Quincy. There's nothing to check on Quincy. I know he has music out there,
mm-hmm.
but ain't nobody checking for it.
So you think this would have brought him to a next level?
I think that this, honestly, would have been the platform for Quincy to be acknowledged and finally be his own person.
But I also think that this would affect him in the future, and that's what Diddy's trying to avoid. Okay, maybe in the very beginning, him signing over his rights in regards to some of his rights to music, in the beginning, it's fine. But this show, as we know, it brings the attention to these talents.
Mm-hmm.
So, who's to say down the line, like, you know how Mona do? Mona creates a star, but Mona you have to sign a contract.
Sell your soul to the devil.
Basically. So Diddy's trying to avoid him from selling it to the devil. Quincy gonna be all right. And I hope he's gonna be good for the rest of his life. I hope that he does sign for a second season with Empire. He's attractive. I think the girls will love him.
It's the perfect demographic.
Perfect demographic for him. And I wish him luck. He's a sweet guy. I've met him.
Very nice.
He's very, very sweet.
And very talented.
Very talented. and he has a great, he has Diddy as his dad.
But here's my thing, Diddy as his dad, with when we talk about Bad Boy in the history of music, Bad Boy was very successful.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of artists from Bad Boy
got janked, was with janky contracts.
My question to you is, I mean, do you think that maybe Quincy subconsciously might be getting janked by Diddy? Because it's like, why
that's
hasn't
his son.
Quincy really
I don't
ever
think so.
Why hasn't he popped off? Why hasn't he done anything?
Because
why?
He's not pushing him that far. Now the question is this, is there ulterior motive?
Yeah.
Do you not want Quincy to blow up? Do mm. you want Quincy
I,
to
I,
remain
I heard
that, uh-huh.
to cut you off. Diddy wanted his hands in that Empire pot creatively, and because they wouldn't give him any creative, they wouldn't let him be a part of the creative pot of Empire. He was like, okay, you guys can't have Quincy.
Oh.
I mean, honestly, the show, if you think about it, kind of emulates a touch on Diddy and his three sons. Interesting.
True.
All right. Well, we're going to move on from that. Congratulations, Empire, because their ratings keep going up.
Yeah.
Speaking of ratings and going up, the Super Bowl happened, and Miss Katy Perry delivered a very fun pop show. Lenny Kravitz came out.
Yeah.
I wish we got a little more from Lenny. I would have actually liked... they did I Kissed a Girl, which is a great rendition.
Yeah.
I wish they switched it afterwards and then went into, like, American Woman and Katie saying
yeah.
on that. That would have
yeah.
been cool. This halftime show reminded me of... Remember when Aerosmith, Nelly, NSYNC, and Britney all did that one together? And then there was another one with, like, Toni Braxton and Christina. When they used to, like, pull random-ass artists and put them together,
mm-hmm.
that's what this brought me back to, and I loved it.
This was the best.
And then they shocked everybody and brought Missy Elliott.
I cried!
The fucking show. Yeah, everybody
but wait, why is the realest meme that came up was that one, it's a of Kim Kardashian in between all the paparazzi, and it says, when I heard the Get Your Freak On Me,
I was like, yes!
It's because the Katy Perry thing, I was looking at her like, bitch, you look like, what's it called?
Nah,
the Hunger
I love
Games.
I love the way she came out on that
yeah.
on that line. I think that was very creative.
Yep.
That shit cost a lot of money.
Tiger.
That tiger or whatever. There was a lion.
Yeah, it was a lion.
It wasn't no
tiger.
It was not no damn tiger. It was
I got the eye of the tiger.
Because of the song doesn't mean that it's in coherence.
But it looked like it had a mane.
It had
mane.
It looked like the MGM fucking lion.
She pulled that shit from Vegas.
Right. Yo, when Missy came out, first of all, I've been a Missy Elliott fan since the 90s.
Done.
Me too.
I had the opportunity to meet her and be
blessed
with her for like she almost beat somebody up for me. She cursed somebody out for me. I heard her pee in the bathroom. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I was able to be with Missy and them for like, you know, almost 2 weeks or whatever. And I'm gonna tell you something. When I heard that shit and this bitch came out, I was in my apartment like, ah! And I fucking cried. I'm not a groupie for many people, but Missy Elliott and Busta Rhymes. I
can so see you being a groupie for Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes is probably one of the best performers live.
But
she
just want him to eat your box.
No, I don't want him to eat
tongue.
My box. Is that good? How you're supposed to lick it? Okay, pause. Anyway, when Missy came out,
I don't know what that was.
When Missy came out, I cried and I screamed, and she still got it. And she needs to come out with an album right now because, obviously, the point that you're about to touch on with her sales.
This
yeah.
bitch. Let's talk about the dance.
What is that?
I think it's a tiger, guys.
A saber-tooth
guys, what
tiger?
Is
I think
what
it's
is
a,
this?
That's his chest, I think, guys.
That's a really big chest.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Like, you were right, Sean. I forgot. You always know.
I mean, because if it was a mane, it would have been closer to the ears. You see that?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
it looking kind of like
maybe it's a hybrid
Power
know.
Ranger or something. It looked like the Wiz.
Do y'all notice the people who's underneath it?
No, I thought it was a robot at first, and then I rewatched the performance and I saw them, and I was like, "That's really cool." But then I started getting nervous for her. I'm like, "What are you? How are you holding yourself up there?"
I think her feet are strapped in.
She has a bar back here.
Oh, yep.
So she has a bar that's around her waist with the same material as her dress.
With the Cheeto dress? I can't. Well, all right. So back to Missy Elliott. So
mm-hmm.
she performed Get Your Freak On and Work It.
Oh!
And then Lose Control.
Music make me lose control.
So
Timberland, all Timberland beats.
Yeah. We haven't gotten the full numbers in yet. We'll get them by the end of mid next week. But they're predicting that each song is going to sell around 15,000 to 20,000 downloads this week. And they're saying Work It is the biggest one that has already gone past 20,000. Mm-hmm. So we can't even get a final number for
they
that.
They said her numbers went up after
1,000%.
3,000%.
Yeah.
As soon as but you know the crazy thing? That just shows that the youth are really disconnected, like we always talk about on the show for the past few weeks, that the youth is disconnected. Because they were saying shit like, who is this Missy Elliott? Kay Perry put her on. She's trying to be like Nicki Minaj, or she's about to blow up. I don't know who this Missy Elliott person is.
They didn't know who Missy Elliott was, but they bought that fucking music.
That's why the shit's hot. And that's the point that I'm making. Her shit shot up to 3,000%. It's timeless.
This is why I like Timberland. This is why I fuck with them so much, because that shit still sounds fresh, like some shit on the radio.
Hell yeah.
Like, Get Your Freak On, we done had that nailed into our heads for how long? But when that stuff came on, damn. Oh, we got Tiana and Cordy in the chat room. What's up, boos?
Hey!
What they talking about?
No, they were just saying, like, I love the beat, I love you guys, and then they say hi to each other.
Start talking, y'all.
Tell them we said hello! Give them the number to call in!
Okay, I will do that.
So, the performance was good. I think, with the whole Missy Elliott thing and everything going on right now, she needs a single.
She needs to drop something right now.
She dropped that ninth inning one that was mind-blowing, fucking amazing with Timbaland.
Is that before social media is so big now? That's way before Instagram.
Last year?
A couple years ago.
2 years ago?
She was on Sway Morning Show yesterday, and he asked her about the Grammys. He said, you going to be at the Grammys this weekend? She was like, no, I'm not. He said, why not? She said, I'm going to be with Timberland all this weekend. And he was like, doing what? She said, we're going to be in the studio.
Oh!
So she definitely is trying to capitalize off the...
she better capitalize off the Super Bowl.
Then what she, like, her tweets were saying, like, Timberland was saying, too, like, they like that the interest motivated her to get back in the studio and do her own music.
The youth will love her today.
Yeah.
The youth so will love dope. Her today. She
but
needs
this
to come.
This kind of reminds me of you, like, your business. Like, people, like, if you make good quality product shit, people is going to fuck with you and it's going to live forever.
It takes a little time.
Like, you don't
got to
be out there doing the most.
Right. It takes time because eventually the ball will roll and you just have to be patient.
Yeah, because, like, that shit, those songs, Work It was 10 years ago, Get Your Freak On was 15 years ago.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And it still sound fresh. People still fucking with it. People, the sales and surge or whatever. And another thing that's funny, too, I was a diehard, you know, Timberland and Missy. I talk about on the show every week. So I was with them since Jodeci. And people were like, you like her? And I'm like, yeah. Like,
who?
But now everybody who's our age are, like, diehard, like, but they weren't, like, fucking with her like that back in the
that's
day.
That's not true.
Yeah, wait, what are you talking about?
Maybe the West Coast.
I don't know. East Coast, like, East everybody Coast, fucks with Missy Elliott. White, black, Missy Asian. You see Asians being like, is it work that?
Is it work? Yeah. Everybody do little dances?
People used to say, like, you like that shit? That shit is weird.
Okay,
I can understand that because the thing about Missy Elliott, her music is timeless. But at the same time, there were times, like, remember when Missy Elliott came out with Chang Chang and Change Over Here? I love that song. But at the time, it wasn't connecting with everything else going on.
Right.
And
she was always
before
her time.
100%.
Uh-huh. That's always.
That's why people heard these songs and thought they were brand new.
Yeah. I fucking love her.
And, you know, people always say, people always say, like, oh, Nicki Minaj reminds me of Lil' Kim. No, Nicki Minaj is Missy Elliott, too.
Well, she's a fusion of both of them, though.
It's like animated. Lil' Kim is not animated.
Yeah, she used to be.
No matter what
how
people say. Yeah, the bitch was like,
she had on her all plastic suit. I had that hairstyle, everything. I did that whole thing.
What? Lil' Kim, her voice, when she talks, she talks like this. But when she runs, she's like, oh. Mm-hmm. She be playing where her voice is just not in the same aspect as Missy Elliott, but it's a different approach and attack. Like, if you really listen to Lil' Kim's voice on every different album, it has there's a similar through line, but it has definitely changed because that mixtape, Greatest of All Time, is I love it. Love it. That was my last favorite album that you ever put out. but it ain't fucking hardcore, and it sure ain't, what's it called? Notorious K.I.M.
Oh, that was the album.
That was my favorite album. That was my mom had that album, but she had the edited version.
That was the album.
Jesse.
Yep.
Courtney said, Missy's got a good 2 weeks to get a song out while everyone is paying attention. Because
she really did.
Because the youth also have the attention span of a flea, so she's got to get on it.
I agree, Courtney. I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
To a point, but the thing is, I feel like Missy's also waited because I think she has to put the right song out.
Because
Missy can't sell out. But I think she needs to work with the artist that's out right now, and who do you think that would be?
Beyonce.
Not no Katy Perry. I do not want to see Katy Perry, Missy Elliott remix.
Iggy Azalea.
You know what though? You know what though? Here's what. I would like that if they had a conversation in the studio, in a booth, and it took Iggy Azalea out of whatever element she's in right now.
I don't think she needs to do anything with an artist. I think Missy just needs to be herself and just drop some
songs,
to shit.
Because all those songs
she has no
features.
Lose Control with Ciara.
But that's a hook. Oh, yeah, that is true.
Like, I would have loved if Ciara had came out on that track for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was Ciara. That video was everything. Missy has the best. Okay, we're going to move on from Missy in a second, but she always has the best
She's
dances.
Innovative.
And she used to use Nelly Furtado for Get Your Freak On.
Me. Okay, I'm sorry.
All right. She was very innovative. Wait, and she still has the most expensive rap video of all time.
Which one?
She's a Bitch.
She's a Bitch? That's the most expensive. Oh, when she had the ball cast.
No. I think that got beat out by something. Damn it. I'm gonna come back with that one, but I'm pretty sure that got beat out.
I want to say it was one of the most expensive videos of all time.
I almost want to say Britney Spears' Work Bitch beat that because I remember... It's all about the graphics and stuff like that. Right. I want to say it was that Work Bitch.
What about Busta Rhymes with Janet Jackson? Gonna make your body wet.
That was all CGI.
That was a dope one. Okay. What you putting your thumbs up for?
I love that song.
In that video,
oh my god, I was just listening to that in the way here.
He changed the way music videos look.
Well, who, yeah. Busta Rhymes?
Yes, he did. Hype Williams.
Well, and I'm glad you guys brought Hype Williams up. We're going to talk about something similar in a second, but... You're talking about Busta Rhymes and Missy Elliott, who are legendary rappers. Do you think that it gets a point, being a rapper, where rappers are too old and nobody wants to listen to them?
I think certain rappers, yeah. Like, I think what worked for Jay-Z is we've seen him evolve from talking about selling crack to, his flow changed the older he got. So I think that's why he still works, you know what I'm saying? And Nas, same thing with Nas, too.
Nas ain't even agent. Nas looks so good. That motherfucker is on some Pharrell shit.
Yep, they be drinking the same blood.
So you say that to say what?
Go ahead.
I just think that, like, because they're real lyricists and they're real artists, and, like, they came out around a time where you had to be a real nigga to, you know what I'm saying, even. But they came out at a time where rap music wasn't pop music.
You know, and Courtney agrees with Iggy and Missy. Yes, Courtney, you got taste. I love you, Courtney.
So I think that timing helped Nas and Jay-Z because they came out at a time they were able to transition. I don't think anybody has that. I think the last rapper who had that appeal was Nelly. Because Nelly came out around a time when music was changing.
Mm-hmm.
And Nelly crossed over. But he's like whack.
Flo Rida.
Nah, because Flo Rida came out after that time.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so I just want to say this because she just put that up. It's so interesting to me that we went to so many different people and none of us said Missy Elliott and Nicki Minaj. I don't think Nicki would do it, personally.
Nicki would do
you
it.
You think so?
I think Nicki respects Missy Elliott. Nicki's from Queens.
Nicki respects
Missy.
I can't remember a time when she has really brought up Missy.
But a lot of people don't. But if you really take the time...
I would love that.
But
would
I think
be everything.
Honestly, Nicki's in a whole nother place though. If she was still her animated self with Missy, that would have been awesome. But Nicki's on some grown and sexy shit. Like she's on some like being who she is. I wouldn't be surprised if. Oh my God! What if they did over Voulez-vous coucher avec moi and had Nicki as Lil' Kim? Who you got? Who you say?
That's a fight.
Nicki, Iggy, Missy Elliott. Tiana Taylor and one more female. Do we want to just put Azalea Banks on? Just make it a hot mess remix.
Oh God, Azalea Banks.
I love her.
Azalea and Iggy. That'll never work.
No, I know. But hey, Missy Elliott might be the one to be able to bridge hip hop.
She usually does.
That's what they're saying. Like, I remember they were tweeting about it. It said Missy did the Ladies Tonight.
Yes.
Then she did the Moulin Rouge.
Yep. Yes. You know what I'm
saying? Those were like both pinnacle songs of each era. So she would be the one.
So, all right, I want to go back to this, though. So, hip hop being too old. So the reason I'm talking about this is rapper Young Thug, who's 22.
He's 22.
He says Jay-Z may be a good rapper and all, but he's old. He said, I don't want to rap forever. I don't want to be 50 years old and rapping, man. I'm pretty sure nobody wants to do that. Jay-Z's 45. He says, if you're 30, 40 years old, you're not getting listened to by the minors. Like, Jay-Z has some of the sickest lyrics ever, but I would never buy his CD just because of my age and because of his age. By the time I turn that old, I ain't going to be doing what he's doing, and I'm pretty sure Jay-Z doesn't want to rap right now.
I agree with that last statement. You know what I think? First of all, Young Thug look crazy for 22. He's going to look a mess when he gets older. What is this right here?
Girl, what is a lot of those things?
Oh, my God. Bless Lord. Anyway, I guess we can kind of respect what he's saying to a certain degree, because if we really think about it, when we were growing up, we weren't listening to a hip, a hop, a hibbit, the hibbit. I mean, we wouldn't go out and buy that CD. Well, you would because you're a DJ, but the average person wouldn't go out and buy that or buy a Run DMC CD, even though Run DMC are legends.
We
wouldn't, but not when we were
a
teenager. You get what I'm saying? When we were a teenager, all these teenagers know right
we
now
check
is Young
Monica,
Thug,
you know what I mean,
and Migos, and Young Thug, Migos, all that. All them young people know that. They know Jay-Z as Beyonce's husband. The people who buy Jay-Z albums are people who are our age.
Jay-Z's to them is like a Tupac. It's like, yeah, oh yeah, I respect them, but they don't really be listening to them.
They are their legends.
Yep.
Jay-Z is the youth legends, as opposed to, because they wouldn't know anything about, it was all a dream.
Right, but this is the most ignorant statement to me.
Okay, what
he says, Jay-Z has some of the sickest lyrics ever, but I would never buy his CD because of my age. What is that? That's what I don't understand. Like, oh wow, this is a really good book. Like, it's really inspiring, but I'm not going to read it because it's... It just, you know what I mean? Like, it's just.
That just shows the brain of the youth.
No, I know, and that's what I'm scared
of. He's 22 years old. That is the stuff that freaks me out about the youth. Courtney and whoever else is in the room, yo, chime in on this, yo. Like, do you feel that the youth have a disconnect with hip hop today? Because I do.
No, honey, the youth today, today's generation has a disconnect with. Connection. Mm-hmm. They don't know what romance is. Mm-hmm. They don't know what friends
know what
are. They don't
is.
Know what they don't know. Like small talk nowadays is deep talk. People think I'm quiet. People think like all this stuff. Like, well, when you meet these people, how come you're not talking? I hate small talk. When I meet you, I want to get to know you. Mm-hmm. Like I can't with the bullshit and the small talk. And it blows my mind. I'll go out and meet so many people and. They really just keep on going with the small talk. And it's only because that's what they're comfortable with. And as soon as you start prying to go deeper, and that if you, it relates and translates over into music. We listen to these party songs, and that's everyone just wants to just have fun in this turn up. No one wants to actually get deep and actually deal with inner issues mm-hmm. because that's what the media is portraying
to
everybody.
They don't even know themselves. They don't even have the They're so caught up on social media and the internet and watching YouTube and watching this and watching that to the point where they have yet to go outside and explore and really see what it is that they really, really like. This is a shame. They don't know anything about monogamy. They don't know anything about love. They don't know anything about romance. They don't know anything
about
being with one person, one boyfriend, having your little dates.
That's not everybody's choice, though.
No, it's not everybody's choice.
When we were growing up, we went on dates. We went on dates. I had a dude, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for dates. Nobody got no pussy. Let's really make that clear.
Yep.
But I used to have niggas at, ask my mother, I used to have niggas at my door dropping roses. My mother opened the doors, roses at the door.
Oh, girl, that sounds like cookies.
That's the type of shit I'm on. I was on when I was growing up. These kids don't even know. A guy don't even buy flowers for girls anymore.
No, but girl, come on. You look at people's Instagram. Everyone look bipolar. They be posting all these quotes, like, talking about, you know what I mean? Like, if a man gonna say something to me, I'm gonna kick his ass to the curb.
Yeah.
Well, bitch, then you gonna be lonely. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to work through these problems. Nobody wants to deal with situations. Courtney said.
Okay, what did you say?
She said, because they're dumb. And can only handle simple sentences and three-letter words. Young thug equals dumb. Can you not be a poet at 50? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
True.
Just saying.
True.
All right, moving on from that. Let's talk about the Grammys.
Yes.
Grammys are this Sunday. And I just wanted to go through the performances right now because this actually looks like a pretty good lineup.
Okay.
Well, so now wait. Beyonce pregnant? That's what they're rumoring?
Again?
I'm not believing nothing until she come out with a belly or until she's
only reason I'm saying that is this morning my roommate showed me a picture, but I don't know if it was an old picture, and was like, wait, Beyonce's pregnant? And it was her with the belly, and I was like...
With fatigue pants on?
Yeah.
Walking with Jay-Z?
Yeah.
She saw that on one of those internet social media things. That's an old picture from when she was pregnant with...
Because I was like, really, girl, like, I don't need you to announce your pregnancy on the Grammys
that. No.
All right. So Beyonce is going to be performing. She's going to perform a gospel song, which will transition into John Legend and Common performing Glory. Love that song. Mary J. Blige is going to be performing. Sam Smith, Pharrell Williams.
My friend is playing violin for Pharrell.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What song are you going to do?
I don't know. She didn't tell me the exact song, but she will be on stage with Pharrell.
Madonna is going to be performing.
Oh, that's huge.
This is like a legendary. Then you're going to have Kanye, Rihanna, and Paul McCartney. Kanye is going to release a new song there, and then they're going to do their...
4 or 5 seconds to my land.
We're going to get AC/DC.
Okay.
Bring back some old school. Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Sia. Annie Lennox.
Okay.
Adam Levine and Gwen Stefani performing together. And Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett.
I used to work for Tony Bennett.
Really?
Yes. I worked for him. I got my first Tiffany's. From Tony Bennett for Christmas.
That's legendary.
Yeah, we went to Nobu, everything. It was amazing. I worked for that company. Too bad I quit to go meet my friends on tour with Sweet and Missy Elliott and them, but that's neither here nor there.
Taylor Swift and Katy Perry will also be performing as well, not together.
Taylor Swift and Katy Perry?
No, separately.
Yeah,
but they will be performing.
I think that's a good lineup.
I think it's a really good. Those are some big people.
I like it.
I'm interested to see what Questlove and John Mayer are about to do together.
And Questlove, Questlove is from the Roots, right? The rapper?
Drummer.
You're about to say, that's the drummer with the afro.
Yep.
I wonder.
That would be interesting. Mm-hmm. So, Grammys, this Sunday, 8 p.m., CBS. Make sure you guys check it out.
Damn, we need to be in the streets tomorrow. We need to be in the streets Sunday
night.
Girl,
I'm trying to stay as far away from the Grammys as possible this weekend. My brain is fried. I don't want to be on no carpet. I don't want to see no celebrities. I want to be in my house. Ha. All right. So before we get into the new music videos, Queen, get your damn phone down.
My lips were feeling sometimes. I gotta be cute for y'all? Jesse hate when I talk to the camera, but I gotta be cute for y'all. You feel me? My lips feel a little chapped.
I love when you talk to the camera. I hate when you talk in your damn phone in the middle of the damn show.
I'm sorry.
All right.
My bitch is a diva.
Let's talk about some regurgitated shit.
Oh, God.
Miss Azalea Banks.
Oh, God.
All right. So now you were telling me something about Azalea Banks. You posted on my Facebook, and it was Azalea Banks did, like, white face or something.
Yeah, with blue contacts.
And we have the picture. I think.
Do we got the picture
dun,
of that
dun, dun.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she kind of looked like, what's his name? Hide your wife, hide your kids.
That bitch looked like
I think
like
you
she...
killed Queen for like 2 seconds. Right?
You know what? With the blue eyes, legit who she looked like. She looked like Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
Yo, that bitch looked like she been... That bitch looked like she been on motherfucking meth. Smoking meth for a fucking month. She looks crazy.
She got them Dave Chappelle lips. All right. So she did this because what? She wanted to be Elsa or something?
Yeah, it's on her Instagram. Her dressed up as Elsa from Frozen.
Elsa from Frozen.
I don't know why she did that, but...
Like, just a random Tuesday, yeah. Like, hey. Just feel like being... some are saying that she did this to prove the white face you know,
because people are always trying to be black, so I guess she probably did that to try to show like how ridiculous this looks with people trying to be black. So she put on a white face to try to be white.
I mean, girl, if you want to do it, do it. You know what I mean? It only makes you look crazy. So,
You know, we keep, you know, for the people who are listening, like, we keep Azealia Banks in our mouth only because this girl is controversial. She's always saying something.
Well,
so I think, you know, and honestly, she's a great talent, but I think that
she's going to lose out on all of her talent.
Yeah.
Unless somebody big comes in and steps in. I wrote that on Twitter yesterday. I was like, I hope she don't tweet nothing back at this. But I was just like, I just think she needs more stable people in her life, because at this point, there's two things happening right here. I think what things that she's doing is bringing up good conversation mm-hmm. that needs to be happening right now. Mm-hmm. However, I don't think she really has a legit side in this. I think what she says is very hypocritical, so it makes someone like Iggy Azalea, who's ignorant, look smarter.
Right.
Or look like, oh, it's not that bad because this bitch is fucking crazy over here. Azealia Banks ain't crazy. She's just, I don't know if it's, she's, I think she's just too much emotion, and something emotional happened in her life in which this is coming out now and the whole world is watching it.
Let's really discuss it, though.
She came out.
She's a troll. Like, now it's trolling now. Now
you're becoming more famous for your social media shit.
I was just about to say
that.
I think because we pay attention and people pay attention to the bullshit she's been doing lately, this is probably getting her more recognition. Sorry. This is probably, I don't know what that was.
Girl,
this is
I'm
probably getting
life.
Her this is probably getting her more recognition in America.
Yeah, it is.
Because of the controversial shit she's doing, so that's why she keeps doing it, because now people who didn't know who Azealia Banks was, now they're getting an idea of who she is because of the controversial tweets. So maybe with the controversial tweets, it makes them go ahead and do more research on who she is, which brings them to check out her music. Even though I think she's doing it the wrong way,
I
but
think it's totally the wrong way, because it actually turns me off from Azealia Banks, and I've loved her from the beginning.
But what do the youth love? Controversy.
I mean, they do, but
fighting,
but
arguing.
Azealia Banks, do you want to be a legendary performer, or do you want to be on Love and Hip Hop?
Because
that's where we're heading. We're heading to Azealia Banks leading on Love and Hip Hop.
True.
So okay. She went out. She put these tweets out there to this gay blogger because he had called her a homophobe. And she went on a rant on Twitter, and we're going to talk about it, and I'm going to read them, and you guys let me know what you think of this. So she starts off by saying, even if I am a homophobe, so what? I still make more money than you, still have an extra hole, and still own everything.
Oh my God!
The harsh truth, you gay bloggers try waving the homophobia flag at me like women are not the original source of all things fabulous, feminine, and clever. Like I said, I own all of this. It's mine. Do you know what I am? I'm a woman, and I invented everything feminine, including giving birth to gay men. Do you know that your mother pushed you out of her pussy? Your father did not push you out of his dick. Actually, he kind of did, because he had to put the sperm inside of your mother. In order for her to do that miraculous thing, you need a man. So, after the incident spread on social media, she went on to say that gay white media is ugly.
What?
Sorry, girl. She went on to say, gay media has to stop using homophobia as a means to try and victimize itself and scar the names of its opponents. Phobia would imply that I am scared of gay men or dislike them because of what they choose to do sexually. I promise no one gives a fuck what you decide to do in your private lives. But I also promise that no matter how bitchy and clever you think you are, that I will outbitch you. But I'm just going to ignore you all from here, because y'all are really just reaching and looking for any reason to insert yourselves in the Azealia Banks story.
She's
There's no story here.
She's doing it wrong.
There's no story here. My thing is this. You use the N-word all the fucking time. Mm-hmm. So don't sit here and talk about the gay media has to stop using homophobia as a means to try and victimize itself and scar the names of its opponents. Okay, well, isn't that what happens with the N-word?
Right.
Isn't that what happens with the word bitch? Isn't that what happens with a lot of words? I mean, girl, if you want to use the word faggot, like, you can use the word. There are faggots. There,
yeah, because that's
faggot
what she
is
said.
A legit
she
thing.
Said. She said something about how come it's okay for gay guys to be like, bitch, bitch. She said, but if she say faggot, she said that is equivalent to being called a bitch. But I just think that she's doing this wrong. First of all, you don't You don't go against the gay community like that, because the gay community
is the
honestly,
only one listening to your music.
They listen to your music, number one, and they support your movement.
They run this whole shit.
So you don't be, you know, you try to curb your tongue and be a little more respectful to, you know, the gay community, because the gay community really can make or break you in this industry, because they run this shit. They really do. So, you know, poor thing.
What you thinking?
She had valid points, but coming from her, it's not valid. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's the same shit every fucking other day. You know? So it's like, anything, all her points are valid, but it's just from her, it loses its, you know what I'm saying?
I'm obsessed with his beard, girls. It feels so awesome.
Okay, that's scratching sound in the microphone.
You don't like it?
No. Stop. Stop. I just feel like something's going to jump out on the microphone. Do you know that your mother pushed her out of her pussy? Like, girl, like,
right.
Women created the original things that are fabulous, feminine, and clever. Well, I mean, I know some women that needed a gay man in their life.
Oh, most women do. Most women, especially every celebrity has a gay best friend. Because he's the one who put you...
He's the shoulder. He's the neck.
He's the one who be like, yes, bitch, or no, bitch, don't wear that, or put you... A lot of these women don't even know, because, you know, a lot of, you know, gay men, they know all about, like, style and couture shit and all that. So they put a lot... So, you know, they help you with...
There's no way...
You guys are talking about gay men like they're not people, like they're not humans, like they're like accessories or something.
Who's talking about them like that?
We're saying that... Because she's talking about gay men, and we're talking about how gay people in general, especially gay men, is important in this industry. So you have to watch what the fuck you say. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, at the end of the
day... They're not a purse.
They act like
that. Even though they should be a purse, because sometimes you can't go nowhere without them. You need them. Sometimes you need them.
I mean, you know, you just re-get you in your phone, you call me, girl.
I know.
All right.
I love the gays.
So, Black History Month, we like to do this little shout out to iTunes Podcast for featuring us on the front page, first of all.
Yay!
But I wanted to give you guys a little Black History Month, some facts that
okay.
You may not have known, because I didn't know this. But first of all, happy birthday, sir, to Bob Marley, who would have been 70 today.
He's 70 years old today. Yeah.
I found some cool, interesting facts that I personally did not know about Bob Marley.
Okay.
I did not know that his original name was Nesta Marley, and that he had to change it because the word Nesta was too feminine. People took that.
Because there's an A at the end.
Yep. So he had to change that. Also, when he was born, his birth certificate came out saying April 6th because his mother had some problems with the birth certificate. So people thought his birthday was April 6th for the longest time. And then things got worked out, and it's actually February 6th. At the age of 4, Bob Marley was a palm reader.
What?
Listen, this was my favorite part of the whole story. Everyone kind of like played around and like acted like, okay, like let him
do it.
Clamboyant.
And
people would really come up to him at 4 years old, and everything he predicted would come true. And his mother and aunt couldn't even believe this. I thought that was cool. And then also in Jamaica, he was known as a white boy because he's of mixed heritage. His father is white.
Really? Yo, I didn't know that. I didn't know he was mixed.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know, honestly, either until I was doing some research. But
well,
I was just like,
what?
Palm reading, motherfucker.
Wow.
Like,
liven up yourself.
So, shout out to iTunes Podcast for featuring us this month. And shout out to everybody. Black History Month. Make sure you guys do your... And also, did you guys know Wikipedia is about to do this whole thing where they're going to... finally go back into Wikipedia and add some legit sources, and they're going to add more Black history to Wikipedia.
That'll be great. We need that, because these youth don't know shit.
Boom.
We need that.
Let's start with Missy Elliott.
Yes. Who they say is trying to be like Little Kim, trying to be like Nicki Minaj, and that Katy Perry's putting her on, but moving right along.
All right, so you guys brought up Hype Williams.
Yes.
So... There's a new video, Chris Brown, Tyga, Ayo. Love the song.
Love it.
The video is just like such a throwback to what Diddy and Mace, has it been around the world?
Been around.
Aye. Let's take a look.
Okay.
This is Chris Brown, Tyga, Ayo.
You have a booger.
Bust it on up.
ass nigga left the roof at home. We vibing like,
damn.
Yo,
I love that whole scene. Chris
this is
Brown,
Cali
Tiger.
Bitches.
Yep.
Oh shit!
The sunglasses with the lights.
Yo,
you liking it?
I love it. Oh,
you like the song?
Yeah, it's dope.
Oh, I love it.
It's a little ode. So at the beginning, they have this little like competition between the two of them of like, I have all this money. Chris is in this pool and he's just dumping a dump truck of
money
into the
pool.
And he sends it to Tyga, and Tyga has this Tyga in his house walking around. He takes a picture of his, he got like this Egyptian gold throne toilet. And he's talking about, oh, well, you might have that, but my life shits on yours. And he's sending it to Chris Brown. It's a funny, cute video. I like it because I feel like we're bringing the music video back.
Yeah. I love them. I love Chris Brown. I'm a Chris Brown fan forever. Leave him the fuck alone, people.
And to go to the total opposite side of that and bringing the music video back, because we need fun stuff like this, but Kanye West, Rihanna, and Paul McCartney have their new video, 4 or 5 seconds. Let's take a look.
4 or 5 seconds to wow it. I like how regular she look right there. This is so...
It's like a Gap commercial.
Gap commercial. I'm about to say Calvin Klein.
Oh, yeah.
She fixed
her titty was hanging out.
Thinking, how could I be so reckless?
I love her.
But I just can't apologize.
Give me a break.
I hope you can understand.
I can't wait to hear him sing this live.
Promise you'll pay my bill.
All swagged out.
Mm-hmm. I love Kanye. He's a Gemini like me.
Boom. 4 or 5 seconds. Make sure you guys check out the rest of the video on YouTube, on Vivo. What do y'all think of the song? What do you think of the video?
I love
video?
The song, and so far I love the video, and I think it's huge to have Paul McCartney in that. And see, that just shows how legends can go ahead and get, old legends can get with new legends, because he's from the Beatles. For you people who don't understand the Beatles,
right.
The Beatles is way before us.
And Kanye ain't putting no one on.
Right. But that just shows how...
Sir Paul McCartney.
Right.
Sir Paul McCartney. But that just shows how music is life. And all of those people could come together, and they're from different generations. And at the end of the day, I love it. I think it's a great look, and I think that it brings Paul McCartney into the youth now.
Different generations and also different genres.
I think it's great.
What do you think, Sean?
I think it was dope, too.
What were you saying? Give me a break. Was that what you were saying? Give me a break.
She's trying to cry and stuff, Rihanna. But I wanted Rihanna to drag her pussy across the stage and do some choreography.
To this first song?
For her first single. I don't want like a snow
this
song.
This is her first single? This is a collab single. This is like an iconic situation that's happening right now. It's going to be performed at the Grammys. Vagina should not be involved with this.
So whose single is, whose song is it? Like what album is it going on?
Probably all three.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be like a Bang Bang type of situation. Like it might be on Kanye's and Rihanna. Although Kanye, let someone put it on their album. Kanye will be like, that's not going on mine.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But this is a big song, so you never know. He probably will have it as a, you know how they have the extended versions of their song, and this probably be one of the thingies. What is it called? The bonus songs that they add to the album. You never know.
Never know. Well, so that's all we got for music news for y'all this week. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Hey, I want to thank, that was so wrong, but I want to thank the people who came into the room. Hi, guys. Make sure you tune in every week at 1 o'clock. You can follow me on Instagram at Queen Wink, and for your extension needs, go to winklux.com.
She got the best shit in town.
Sean Allen _ on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, make sure you guys help us out. Subscribe to us on iTunes. We are on the front page of the iTunes podcast. So make sure you guys check that out. Also, please subscribe to us below. Hit that little button. That's it. Make that button go red.
Please.
Right below. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.